This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. With restaurants, concert halls, and bars closed down due to the COVID-19 outbreak, hundreds, if not thousands, of people along the Central Coast will be missing their paycheck this week. The hardest part? They're not sure when their next payday will come. Most businesses are shut down until the end of March, but those closures could very well continue for as long as the virus spreads. Alec Beloyne is a manager at Soho Restaurant and Music Club, a music venue in downtown Santa Barbara that had to close its doors. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, we've heard the news that Soho was closed until at least the end of the month, could be a lot longer. How does that affect your paycheck?
I'm totally missing a pay period starting this week until the end of the month. On average, I make between $1,000 to $1,200 in a pay period. Mm-hmm. Losing that at the end of the month, right before April, will be tough. You know, with that paycheck, I expect to pay my rent, my student loan, health insurance, renter's insurance, credit card payments.
What other things have you been hearing from your coworkers? Are they also losing paychecks? Are they kind of in a similar position?
Yeah, everybody's in a similar position, and, you know, kitchen staff, dishwashers, cleaners, servers, bartenders, busboys, and security. Our owners have been instructing employees on how to file for unemployment with the state.
Well, I mean, I think you're a really representative example about what's happening in the entertainment industry. What we've heard are that bands are just canceling shows. Venues are canceling shows. We know that there's virtually no festivals going on. So we often tend to just think about the artists, but then there's the whole industry around it that you're a part of. So you're kind of in the same situation as a lot of these folks.
Yeah, I mean, this whole situation has created a huge ripple effect, especially in the concert and touring industry. I mean, it started before Coachella. We saw Coachella get canceled, and then that was a huge ripple effect. Lots of touring bands that were supposed to be coming to Soho all canceled their tours or are rescheduling to October. Everyone's on an indefinite hiatus right now. Emails are slowing down in the back end. People aren't booking as many shows, so it's kind of hard to say what's going to happen.
And, I mean, I think this is also so important for people to know about artists as well, is that these days touring is more important than ever before, right? Because the revenue streams for artists have really shrunk over the years.
Yeah, definitely. Touring is a huge source of income for artists these days. A silver lining is that it's really nice to see venues posting on social media, talking about how you can support artists in this time, buying merchandise, buying records on Bandcamp, buying vinyl from their web shops, things like that.
As kind of a representative of Soho, I mean, what would you tell just some of your patrons that are worried about the club, that hope that you guys come out of this, in a fiscally kind of healthy place?
It's definitely tough times right now. We have a pretty strong community around Soho. A lot of people that love coming to the club for live music. I guess what I would say is just hang in there, and, you know, we're super excited to get back to live music once all this passes, and we hope that local bands and the community come out stronger than ever in the end.
For sure. Well, in the meantime, it sounds like it or not, you have some spare time. How are you going to fill the time now that you've got a couple weeks at least?
Well, I'm a musician myself, so I think get in some practicing that I haven't been doing in a while, and enjoying the time that I have.
All right, Alec Beloyne is a manager at Soho Restaurant and Music Club, a music venue in downtown Santa Barbara. Alec, thanks for the time.
Thank you.